ultimately we lost in the first half. We had our chances, we created enough chances, we didn't take enough of them, and I suppose because we didn't take enough of them, it allowed Donegal to get those few scores that kept them in touch, and I suppose they'd have been very happy at half-time to be only 6-4 down, considering the dominance we had. And we never really got that dominance again in the second half. It was a struggle in the second half.
I suggested that they would be much the happier team at half-time, given the way the first half had gone, Mickey.
Oh, without a doubt. There's no doubt about that at all. Because, I mean, I think people will look at the statistics. We had 18 scoring chances, of which we got 6. They had 5 scoring chances, of which we got 4. So, I mean, they'd ought to be very happy about that. And then they worked well in the second half. They contained the game better in the second half. They weren't under nearly as much pressure, and they were always a threat on the break themselves.
Sure. Never a classic, but it was going to take a goal from either side, perhaps, to make a difference. I know when they got the goal, they only put them a point ahead, but it was such a big psychological blow for them.
Yeah, it was. It was a psychological boost for them. And also, we were finding scores so hard to come by. It was actually asking a lot of questions of us, too, because we were struggling to get those few scores that we were looking for ourselves. But again, you know, we've only ourselves to blame. We missed lots of chances. And when you do that, you pay the price.
Yeah. Tremendous performance in the first half hour. I know, and I mean, I'd hold my hand up and say there's people like myself who question this Tyrone team and question the fact that a lot of them have been there for a long time. It was like watching the old Tyrone team there, or maybe the same Tyrone team for the first half hour, Mickey.
Yeah, well, that's the pity of it all, you know, because people will reflect on this now and say that because we lost the game, they'll talk about the old legs and the tired legs was here. There was nothing tired about them for 35 minutes. And in fact, if they had taken the chances to be graded,
the game was over.
So where's the tiredness there, you know? So I don't buy into that at all. I think the players deserve a lot of credit for what they're keeping someone back with all the time. And, you know, they lost the championship, but they're not gone.
Yeah. That's just the point I want to make. You make a year into the back door. You've been there before and done it very successfully. But it's a tiring route, as you very well know. Can you lift them? Can you refocus now? And
yeah, it's not where we want it to be. It's much easier to know that you're coming here on the 17th of July and you know who your opponents are. So it's not a preferred place to be, but it's the only place now. In fact, I suppose we're very glad to have that option.
Yeah.
If we didn't have that option, it would be good night.
Sure. Can you lift them, Mickey? Can you lift them? Because they'll need lifting after that.
Yeah, we can lift them. I mean, players like this, these have been around the block a lot. They've met with good days and bad days and all sorts of circumstances. So I think they'll be okay. They'll get over it.